Simrit Pal Singh is a captain in the U.S. Army and a recipient of the Bronze Star. He's also a Sikh who grew up in Washington State. It is part of the Sikh religion to keep a full beard and wear a turban. Singh was forced to shave when he started classes at West Point. Now, after a decade of keeping his face clean shaven, Singh has won a lawsuit against the Army that lets him keep his beard and turban. Singh told me that these are sacred articles of faith for him and all Sikhs.
They represent justice, equality, and tolerance for all people, right? And these aren't just Sikh values. These are U.S. values, and these are, you know, values that I uphold in the U.S. Army. And for me, they're for a Sikh, more or less, it's kind of like your uniform, right? It's what you, how you identify yourself as a Sikh, and how you follow. You're following God's word, and really kind of paying homage to really all the Sikhs that came before you that have stood up for justice, equality, and tolerance. And by wearing the beard and turban, you know, you're standing with them.
Why did you join the Army?
I've always had a childhood fascination with soldiers' life. My great grandfather was in World War One, fought in the British Indian Army, and then, you know, Sikhs have a fairly strong martial history. So that fascination combined with my father was given the opportunity to come here, and so was my family, and we were extremely grateful and thankful for that opportunity. And so I felt like I owed this country something back, and I wanted to do my part the way I saw it, and military service definitely seemed the best way to go about it.
So you join the Army, you show up at West Point. What happened?
So I show up at West Point, you know, still thinking that I'll be able to figure out a way, right? So I had my beard and turban, and I'm telling myself, you know, I'm going to figure out a way, right? I'm going to figure out a way to accommodate my articles of faith and still serve my country. I ask some people there, and eventually, you know, I find myself standing in front of the barbershop thinking to myself, okay, I guess I couldn't figure out a way, and telling myself, you know, well, I'm gonna choose to take this opportunity to serve, and promising myself that I'll figure out a way, come back to my roots, and that it was that promise that kind of has been my mind the entire time. You know, I'm gonna figure out a way to serve and maintain my articles of faith. And that was a promise that I made when I really decided to go forth with the barbershop.
What was that first visit to the barbershop like for you?
So it was. Painful, right? To be very honest with you, one of the more excruciating things that I've done in my life, simply because, you know, you have a certain image of yourself, right? You have a certain way that you for 18 years of your life that you're supposed to live as a good Sikh, as I saw myself, and then to just have that shattered, you know, within 10 minutes. And again, I wholeheartedly understand that it was a choice that I made, but it doesn't make it any easier. So it was painful. I remember, you know, for the first couple days, one of the hardest things I would have to do, you know, mind you, I'm going through, you know, West Point's basic training. One of the hardest things I would have to do is look myself in the mirror in the morning and shave. So it was definitely a painful experience.
As you know, the Army says that soldiers need to be all pulling together, and that individual differences can undermine discipline, and that can make people less safe. What do you say about that?
So I've been here at my current unit, Fort Belvoir, with a beard and turban since December, and my experience within the unit has been overwhelmingly positive. From where I stand, it has not, you know, led to any degradation in unit morale, and I've received nothing but positive response from within my unit. So I don't, you know, my experience has been contrary to that. And to be very honest with you, soldiers care about your performance, right? They care, if you're a leader, can you lead effectively? If you're a soldier, can you perform your tasks effectively? And that's what I feel like I've been able to do, and it's been a positive experience because of that.
So you lost your beard and turban for a while, and now you have it back. And now what does it mean to your identity and your faith?
So for me, it's absolutely, you know, it's like my two worlds coming together, right? So it means that I am spiritually whole, and, you know, I can, I guess, more effectively or more consciously, it's a lot easier for me to serve, and which is exactly what I want, right? I'm extremely thankful for being given the opportunity to continue my service. So I just feel spiritually whole.
How will other people in the Army be affected by this change of heart on the Army's part?
I think it'll definitely be a positive change from where I'm standing. Additional sea kids will be given the opportunity to hopefully serve their country. As a child, when you're told you can be anything you want to be in the U.S., and that rings a little bit truer more now, right? That you know a sea kid can join the armed forces, right? And hopefully I've moved the ball forward a little bit, and hopefully we will streamline this process as far as the accommodations for everyone else. Because I understand the accommodation is just given to me, but hopefully it'll lead to a more smoother process.
You know, the Army has been showing more openness lately to tattoos, transgender people. What do you think about the direction the Army is headed in?
Again, I can only speak for myself, and I believe it the Army is headed certainly in a positive direction. I think, you know, our armed forces should reflect the diversity of our nation, and that is hopefully a little bit more truer today than it was previously.
Captain Simrit Pal Singh graduated from Highline High School in Burien. He is the recipient of the Bronze Star. And now he's won a victory against the U.S. Army that allows him to grow a full beard and wear a turban in accordance with his Sikh religion.